Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As I mentioned in the children's sermon, we hear in our first lesson today from Genesis about three figures, three strangers showing up to Abraham and Sarah as they were camped in their tent. I don't know how many of you have gotten out in the woods camping this summer, but if strangers show up to my tent when I'm camping, I get kind of freaked out. It's not exactly prime time, especially if those strangers are bears, you know. But not Abraham. Abraham welcomed these strangers. Abraham said to Sarah to take three measures of flour and make three cakes for them, and then went to his herd and slaughtered an animal to make meat. Meat back then was very precious. You didn't have meat every day like we do now, or many of us do. I do anyway. And so it was a big deal. It was a big deal that Abraham and Sarah bent over backwards to welcome these strangers. Now in the Hebrew mindset, these strangers, you know, Abraham calls them Lord. Right? Sees that they are sent on behalf of God. In the Hebrew mindset, they would be considered representatives of God and more commonly known to us as angels. Many people want to jump, you see the number three there and say, oh, it's like Trinity, right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit showing up. In the Hebrew mindset, that would not be the case, especially in other writers of Genesis. The presence of God was fearful. Right, and if God showed up directly to Abraham, they would be dead in the instant. Right, if God's presence was directly before you, it was unbearable, too holy for you to see. So he would have understood that these three were messengers of God, and not God's divine presence himself. Now, angels, as I mentioned with the children, have kind of come up in and been skewed, I guess, and I attribute it mostly to Christian art through the centuries, that angels have gotten wings and halos and all sorts of cool stuff that is not really in the Bible at all. There's certain angels that are winged, but there's mostly the cherubim and seraphim, kind of more like angelic beasts, if you will, and not really human-looking angels at all. And any time the angels that show up that look like people, more or less, they're pretty much indistinguishable from you or I. I mean, they're definitely sent on behalf of God. But in form and features, they're just look human, pretty much. So much so that we hear in Genesis, earlier in Genesis, that human women and angelic men mated and created this whole other race called the Nephilim, which is apparently, or according to Genesis anyway, spawned like races of giants, most famous of which, or the descendant of which, was Goliath, right? David and Goliath. It said that Goliath was descended from this Nephilim, these angel and human mixes and stuff. But belief in the desire, and God put a stop to that, by the way, so, or supposedly, so we don't have to be worried about our daughters so much anymore. Or at least daughters and angels, but that belief continued into the New Testament time, in which Paul wrote to the Corinthians that women should cover their heads so that angelic men or male angels would not look lustfully on them. And to the 21st century today, that is a belief of, a literal belief of many Mennonites in our community and the Amish. And so they cover their heads in a literal interpretation of Paul's writings, that they are worried about angels looking lustfully upon them. So the impacts of these scriptures are a long time and affect us into the 21st century here in Montana. All this is to say, I'm not trying to get you to be worried about lustful angels running around town or anything like that. But rather that our view of angels has kind of been skewed as this wholly other thing that's quite different than you or I. When in fact, angels' presence in Scripture is meant to be quite normalized, if you will. That angels look like you or me. So that they are strangers who show up and are indistinguishable from our everyday human neighbors. Now this is both, can be frightening, I guess, in certain sense, kind of concerning, that we don't treat angels as the holy people sent from God, these holy beings sent on God's behalf. It's also to be encouraging that God just shows up in regular ways, regular everyday sort of ways. And in certain sense, we are to be on guard for this. Hebrews tells us that we are to be kind to strangers. Entertaining strangers, we entertain angels unaware. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but right? So that we are to be kind to everyone we meet. Because by doing so, we might be kind to these direct messengers from God Himself. And that's something that we should pay attention to and be careful for. But it also means that God shows up to give us messengers, to send divine messages to us in everyday sorts of ways. Messages that we should pay attention to. Messages that come directly on God's behalf into our everyday lives in powerful ways. And that's definitely going on in this story from Genesis with Abraham and Sarah welcoming these strangers to their tent, bending over backwards to make sure that they are fed and fed well. They're fed bread, you know, hot off the press, you know, nice and warm and all that good stuff. Made without a microwave. Thank you, Patty, for pointing that out. You know, and made right on the spot, not the, like the hostess sliced white bread or whatever that we buy from the store, but the good stuff, right? Hot out of the oven. And they are made fresh meat, slaughtered that day, prepared just for them. By doing so, they welcome God into their lives. They didn't just welcome everyday strangers, but they welcomed God. And when they welcomed God into their lives, they were given good news. Good news that they would not be childless, that they would not be heirless, but that in fact, that they, in their old age, they would bear a son. And through this son, the world, the whole world would be blessed. Because from this son, God's chosen people, the Israelites, would be descended, and from the Israelites, Jesus Christ, the Son of God Himself, would come into our world, live and walk among us just as you or I, and just as those angels did in that instant. And the world would be blessed. The world would be blessed because first these strange three were welcomed. Imagine what God is doing when we welcome strangers in our midst and in our times. What is God saying to us through the strangers in our lives? What is God promising to us through these same strangers? I can only imagine, but there's a lot of good things to be heard when we welcome the stranger. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.